The trial began today for two former allies of Governor Chris Christie who stand accused of orchestrating choked traffic on the George Washington Bridge. Prosecutors say former Port Authority official Bill Baroni and former Christie aide Bridget Ann Kelly closed lanes on the bridge to retaliate against a political enemy. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports that opening statements suggest the trial will focus heavily on former Christie ally David Wildstein.
Appointed to the Port Authority by the governor, Wildstein has pleaded guilty to playing a role in the scheme. He's cooperating with the government, and he'll be one of their lead witnesses. Prosecutors say he, Baroni, and Kelly closed two of three lanes leading to the bridge from the town of Fort Lee for 4 days in 2013, causing massive traffic jams. Assistant U.S. Attorney Vikas Khanna said Wildstein and Baroni even bragged to Christie about the hours-long backups. Christie hasn't been charged with a crime and has denied knowing about the plan. When defense attorneys got their turn, they also focused on Wildstein, but mostly in a bid to discredit him. They said Wildstein's role at the Port Authority had little to do with the agency's mission and much more to do with helping Governor Christie politically. Defense attorney Michael Baldessari called Wildstein a habitual liar and said he was like a ventriloquist doll sitting on the lap of the governor. Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who led one of the legislature's investigations into Bridgegate, did not disagree.
Everybody knew that David Wildstein was up there as an administration fixer, as an enforcer. We've heard those descriptions before today.
Defense attorneys said Wildstein's directives had the force of Christie behind them and that Kelly and Baroni were only taking orders from Trenton. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.